Not really much to talk about when it comes to a Hollywood award show unless, I don't know, Will Smith goes on stage and has a meltdown like he did a year or so ago. The biggest thing that all of these Hollywood award shows have in common is that nobody cares about them. Record low ratings for the Emmys. I think it was 2 days ago that the Emmys happened. 4.3 million viewers. Very, very sad for Hollywood. No one cares about Tinseltown anymore. But there is one award that has people very, very upset. They're not happy about it. And that is, of course, the Ken song, I'm Just Ken, from Barbie, winning Top Critics' Choice Award. They're very upset because this apparently beat out Billie Eilish and the Bowser song from Super Mario Brothers, which I like better, but I will admit, the one thing that was great about that Barbie movie was Ken. Ryan Gosling really knocked it out of the park. He did a great job in that movie, for real. But there was a big musical number in it, and people loved it, and they loved him, and he won the award. And feminists are very, very upset. They are melting down over this. It's kind of crazy. Like, who cares? Why is this such a big deal? But They're mad, saying, oh, they missed the point of the movie. Well, the point of the movie isn't the point of this award. The point of this award was Best Song, which goes to I'm Just Ken. If anything, it's just a win for the movie, but they are mad about this. Let's take a look. This is from Fandom Pulse. They were kind enough to include my short in the article, which I put out yesterday. It was a good one from Mr. Bug. Does a great job with these. And they did a good job with this article. Ryan Gosling's summer anthem to manliness and the patriarchy won big at the Critics' Choice Awards. And feminists, especially Billie Eilish fans, are furious. While Ken may feel that he's always number two, in the hit single, the track took home the gold for best song, even beat out fellow Barbie hits and the combined powers of Jack Black, Universal, and Nintendo. So let's take a look here. After winning at the Golden Globes, the Billie Eilish hit What Was I Made For from Barbie was expected to be a shoe-in for the award. This time, the raw macho power of Kenergy could not be overcome. I forgot that song was in there. I have only seen this movie one time. But here's the thing. They're mad about that song not winning. But here's the thing, does anyone even, if you've only seen that one time, do you even remember that? Everybody remembers the Ken musical number. That's what they remember. They remember that song. And they loved it. And it's a better song. And, you know, you're just going to have to deal with it, I guess. But what a stupid thing to get upset about. So this is a tweet from My Nerdy Home. Great, great lady. Check her out. Says, while taking a peek at the quote tweets of this post, feminists are pissed that I'm Just Ken won last night. Lol. It is pretty funny. I did look through those quote tweets. There's a lot of them. But the problem is now people are in there making fun of the people melting down. So it's hard to isolate the butt hurt as much as it's harder to isolate the butt hurt now. It was easier to do the other day. So it's just funny to watch. Like, people are trolling the people upset, and they're getting mad, and it's just good times. Here's one right here from literally Ryan Gosling. Me waking up after I heard the teacher yelling my name. Turn that music off. This was a response. Not really mad. This is more of a shocked post. Stunned Billie Eilish fans and angry feminists immediately unleashed their rage on X. This is a response to the Critics' Choice Awards. Congratulations to Barbie, winner of Critics' Choice Award for Best Song, and I'm Just Ken. Change the name of your effing award show to Men's Choice Award. Feminists hated the addition of Ken because of his popularity. They complained that he distracts from what should be a movie completely about femininity and womanhood. This is from Billie Eilish Society. Billy hugging Mark Ronson as he accepts the award for Best Original Song, I'm Just Ken, a song about men in a movie that speaks about women and their experiences in a patriarchal society. Well, she hugged him because it's called being a gracious loser, okay? It's classy what she did. I'll give her it like that. That's the truth. It's classy to just be classy in a situation like that. You didn't get it. You live to fight another day. But, I mean, there is truth, though, in that statement, because the movie is about womanhood and living in a man's world. But a man's song wins Best Award. They're mad, but literally, the song is good. The music number was funny. It was a funny moment in the movie. I enjoyed all the Ken shit. That's the point. It was a better song. It's the song people remember. The song did well, I believe, on the charts as well. Got a lot of YouTube hits. There's a reason for that. People liked it. Nobody walked out of there singing the Billie Eilish song. Nobody did. They all went out singing I'm Just Ken. That's why it won. It's really not a dig or trying to, they weren't trying to hurt anybody's feelings, though it did happen anyway, but here's another one. Here's another one. The award belongs to Billie Eilish. Is what I was made for. Give it back now, Ryan. Some people went into flex on the haters. I mean, honestly, I've never felt more vindicated in my life. 2024 is the year of Ken. Women telling me they missed my blonde hair is a sign. So, I don't know. Funny stuff. I thought this was hilarious. And man, they are seething because they really loved that Barbie movie. They loved that it made $1 billion. They love that it will probably, I mean, bring out more movies like Barbie, and they're not going to be hits like that one was. Madam Web is going to show you just how much people want this girl power shit. The difference, though, with Barbie is Barbie was tailor-made for women, whereas Madam Web is made out of a boy's property for women, which never works out. The one takeaway from Barbie that other people have said that I agree with is you would think that this would teach Hollywood to, hey, maybe we should make stuff for men and women, not just make stuff where we take men's properties and try to make them for women, even though it never works. The Marvels have shown you that. The Marvels was banking on that Barbie's audience to show up. It did not. Madam Web is banking on them as well. Spoiler alert, they will not show up. So, fun stuff. Hopefully this put a smile on your face. Leave a comment. Let me know what you think about all of this. Also, if you would, please like, subscribe, share the video. Make sure you're still subscribed. Hit that notification bell. Check out my Rumble and Locals, and I will see you on the next one. Peace. Make sure to check out my Locals. There's a link in the description. It's a fun community that I'm trying to build over here. If you don't want to support me on YouTube, you can come over here. None of that money goes to YouTube. You also can just come over here for free. But if you are a supporter over here, I do plan on doing an extra live stream once a month and throwing links to the supporters so you can actually come on and have a supporter live stream with me. Also, it's a good place to catch all of my content. You don't have to worry about notifications like YouTube. They'll definitely work over here. So come check out my Locals.